Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. Life is truly lived in those micro moments that most take for granted in search of the macro moments that never come. Every day, we are blessed with another day of life, another shot at it. The saying says that we live once and to make the most of it, but I say that we die once and we get the opportunity to live hundreds of thousands of times. Today, on average, life expectancy is 83 years. That is 996 months, 30,295 days, 727,080 hours, over 43 million seconds. That is a lot of opportunities to live. You see, we don't just live once, we only die once. Life is really built of micro moments. By micro moments, I mean the moments that we take for granted because they have become an expectation or because we live them every day, that they simply become unconscious routines that we do without even taking notice. Think about it. From the moment we wake up, instead of being happy for the mere fact that we were fortunate to live one more day, as many don't, they die in their sleep. Some of us wake up mad because we had to get going to live this thing called life. When we should be jumping out of bed and saying, thank you for another day. Thank you for another shot at life. Thank you for another opportunity to start again. Try it. Next time you wake up, before you frown, before you hit the snooze option on your phone, say, thank you for another day. I will live it. Try it and see how quickly your mind shifts. For those that are fortunate to have their immediate family living in the same home, a husband, mother, father, kids, pets, etc., do you turn to them and say good morning and in your head or verbally say, I'm so grateful that I get to live another day with you? Or do you simply jump into routine and take them for granted and expect that you will have another morning with them? What if you don't? What if that was the last morning you got to share together? When we walk into our kitchen to get breakfast and then lunch ready, we grab the food in our refrigerators without even noticing that it didn't just magically appear there. Instead, we get upset that we have to get the food ready in order to eat, or we get upset that we are having the same thing for a third day in a row, as if that were a bad thing. We then head out to work, school, or wherever else we go in the mornings, rushed, without even stopping to or slowing down to say, I love you to our loved ones. Why? Because we are rushed, and those extra 20 seconds would just ruin our schedules. But what if we looked at this time of the day and called it one of the most important times of the day, just like we say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day? Shouldn't we look at our mornings no differently? Shouldn't we look at our mornings as the foundation of how the rest of our day will be? Because they often are in so many ways that we cannot even comprehend. We head to work, get to work, and remain at work, upset. Upset that we have a place we get to go and generate an income to make our lives possible. Upset simply because in many cases, it is not enough from a financial standpoint or fulfillment standpoint. We resent the people around us as if they were their fault when we clearly have the power of choice to change things. We leave work, get on the road, and then get upset that we have to deal with traffic and consider it a waste of our time, when we could be using this time to live more moments with others by phone, or take the time to simply decompress and listen to good music, a podcast, or whatever is your flavor, or simply taking the surroundings, the freeways, the trees, the buildings, the cars, the sky, simply taking life. We get home and we get there already upset. And pause here for a second. We left her home upset and we get back home upset. Instead of greeting our home, our family, our pets, if you have any, with a smile, hug, kiss, and either verbally or mentally saying, so good to see you again, we take it in as an inconvenience that we have a home we get to come back to, a family we get to come back to. The fact that we made it back home safe, some didn't that day. Now dinner time unfolds, and it is typically no different than how breakfast time unfolded. We then go to bed upset. Upset because we are so tired and have such a long, stressful day. We go to bed without analyzing that we have a bed, that we got to live another day, that we got to see or talk to our loved ones another day. Some don't. We go to sleep wishing for this day to be over, wishing for the next day already so that we live it the exact same way. We do this Monday through Friday. We rush our week so that we can get to our weekends, because on the weekends, it is when the macro moments happen, because on the weekend is the only time we get to live, to experience life, to bond and create experiences with our loved ones. We spend more than 70% of our lives in micro moments that we dislike, hoping that the remaining percentage called weekends will be filled with macro moments that would define our happiness, that would define our shared experiences with our loved ones. We have created this narrative of life that life is only lived in these macro moments called weekends, when in fact, it is not so. Life is happening every second. Life is being lived every second. Memories are being built every second. Experiences are being made every second. Bonding moments are happening every second. Life does not just happen in the macro moments. In fact, the quality of these so-called macro moments are so heavily dependent on the micro moments. When you ask your loved one to trust you that one time in a big life situation, they either do or don't, based on all the micro moments we have shared together. So today, make the conscious decision to live life always, to forget about macro moments and live life in these micro moments. I personally don't celebrate my birthdays. Why? Because for me, I am celebrating my life each and every day, not just on my birthdays. Today, make the choice to analyze all the good things you do have and to create the best possible micro moments of each one of them. Do not take these macro moments for granted in pursuit of the macro moments, because those macro moments will never happen if you have not laid the foundation with the strongest micro moments possible. Live, help others live, and most importantly, let others live. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.